It is time now for Wayne Pond with the word of the day on 97.9 The Hill. And Wayne, lay it on us, buddy. Easy for me to say. What you got?
Hey, big guy, good morning. The rock and roll forever. That's Ron's motto, right?
Yep, you got it.
I got it. Hey, well, listen, speaking of loud noise, here's an unusual little word.
All right.
You may or may not be familiar with. A couple of months down the road, we got the Kentucky Derby coming up. That's always fun to watch for a few exciting minutes. But, you know, before they run the race, you got that guy standing out there in that cool little uniform, and he brings that big trumpet up, and da-da-da-da-da-da. You remember what I'm talking about, the big fanfare moment?
Yes.
Well, there's a word for that besides fanfare. Take a deep breath. Here we go. The word of the day is tuck it. Tuck it. T as in terrific or Tom or tolerable. T-U-C-K-E-T. Tuck it. There is your word that is synonymous with a trumpet's fanfare. I think the Heels deserve a tuck it or two after last night's smashing, wonderful victory.
You got it.
Oh, listen, the first part of that game, you should have heard the words coming out of the mouth of the person I live with. I swear it was a whole new level of blue vocabulary.
Well, fitting.
Carolina Blue.
She's been with Wayne too long. That's what it is.
There is Carolina Blue, there's Duke Blue, and then there's
Mary Donna Blue.
Blue language. Yeah. When old Roy ain't performing up to her standards, so.
Not a lot of us can, I'm sure.
Yeah, it had a happy ending.
Sure,
so,
did.
All right, back to the business at hand. Tuck it, T-U-C-K-E-T, there's your word of the day. It is a noun. A definition, a fanfare on a trumpet. So, Tuck that one away and see if you can have some fun today, all right?
Ta-da, ta-da! That's the word of the day. Thank you, Wayne.
I love it. You bet. Talk to you on Monday. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye, guys.